This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't. It's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV Wednesday program. It is 4:20. Victoria Keelan and I are here, not necessarily to celebrate 4:20 day. 4/24/20, the April 20th celebrates. 4:20 is every year celebrated as a time when people come together to consume cannabis. And advocate for
legalization. I feel like if 420 is a holiday that's on your radar, you don't just wait until that. No. I mean, saying if you are a person who celebrates 420, you are celebrating 365. You're not just waiting for 420.
Well, there are a lot of people who take shots at me, whether they hear me talking about it on the radio program or they know locally here in the community where I've lived all my life, where I have established a license to build a cannabis grow facility. Which has been up and down and sideways. Some days we say we're going to build it. I think I have financing. And then somebody says, well, you know what, I think the business is changing. Well, it changes every day. It's one of the craziest businesses to ever get involved in. And the reason people get in it is because it's so profitable.
Lucrative.
The campaign for cannabis around the country, there have been bills. Matter of fact, I think in the last month, House of Representatives passed a bill to legalize cannabis across the country. The Senate, different story, and whether or not Biden would sign it, I guess, is another question because he doesn't seem to be too much in favor of all of it, even though it is something that is a personal choice. I don't like the stuff. I don't like the smell of it. And people will say, well, you hypocrite. Why are you going to grow it on your farm? Well, because I have a very large mortgage, and I want to pay it off before it becomes too late for me to pay it off. And this seemed to be the best way to do it. Short of having to develop the land. It's just one of those things. Over the years I have a farm that I saved and a very expensive piece of real estate where today an acre of land in this neighborhood goes for $500,000. And so, you know, the pressure on me to develop it from people who would wave lots of money and say, look, you got all this debt. Why don't you pay it off? Well, that's not why I went into that. It's not why I bought the place. But, you know, in terms of the cannabis thing, people hear me talking about it, and they're very judgmental, and how can you do this, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just very...
That's so bizarre. That is just so crazy. I mean, you know, it's not like you're growing it, and then that means it's going to, like,
invest.
Selling to
every 10-year-old that walks by the farm.
It's going to invest the whole neighborhood. It doesn't... Oh, that's just wild.
Anyway, well, a lot of people don't realize the valuable therapeutic effects that CBD has. A friend of mine who runs quite a big grow out in California. I haven't ever been with him last night. And I should have the package here. I'll go get it. You'll get a kick out of it. He says, how are you sleeping? I said, I sleep fine. But I have my back is bothering me this week. And he said, well, rub this patch on it, and it'll make you high, and you'll go to sleep, and you'll feel much better tomorrow morning. And I said, okay, if I do this, what am I going to sound like when I go on the radio? And he said, well, maybe you should wait and do it on the weekend.
Do it on a Friday night and see how you feel on Saturday. Yeah. But I guarantee, because I take THC gummies at night to sleep because I have a very hard time sleeping. And the only thing that really helps, like melatonin is awful. It's not even that good for you. A lot of doctors are warning
people. No, melatonin is not that good for you. You're right about that.
But a THC gummy, like a low dose of it, it doesn't make you high. It just makes you, depending on the strain, if it's an indica or a sativa or whatever. But, if it's just an indica that's super mild and you just feel like a full body relaxation, you don't feel a high. You just feel like you just got a massage.
Okay, I'll remember that.
But my point, though, is I do the show every morning, and I'm fine.
Yeah, you're
so
okay.
By the time you wake up, it's gone.
I just am not into it. Saw
although
so
a patch,
abuse.
That's intense. So if you put a patch on, definitely don't do it midweek, or else you'll be a zombie.
That's right. I think I'm going to go see the chiropractor instead. Well, thank you. Speaking of things that are bothering people, COVID or pre-COVID world, we think about things, don't we, now, in terms of COVID, what happened before COVID, what's happening now, sort of after COVID. Folks are understanding that their lives are changed in many different ways. And one of them is that the studies suggest that people who either had COVID, I think more had a pretty serious case of it, have had their memory impacted. You know, we talk about losing smell and taste. Look at me. To demonstrate how you lose your smell, I put my finger on my nose. There was a bunch of research being done by a couple of people at the University of California. And one of the ladies involved in the research, Professor Sarah Mednick, says, when you stay at home and you see the same people every day and you're within the same four walls, you lose context. Mm-hmm. And when we lose that, it's easy for us to lose our memories as well. So if you're finding it difficult to remember your coworkers' names as you get back to the office, or you feel like you're always misplacing things like your keys, you're certainly not alone. I know a lot of people, I can't find my keys. I must be going crazy. Nah, that happens all the time. We all forget our keys. That's why I leave the keys in the car, because I don't lose them that way. If you're a doctor.
Safety first with Doug Steffen.
Yeah, nobody's going to. It's on the farm. Who's going to? It was an old 22-year-old pickup truck anyway. If your doctor determines that your symptoms might be due to your COVID infection, they could refer you to a neuropsychologist for evaluation. So you can figure it out. If you're not living by yourself and you have a spouse or a friend or whoever it is that you're living with, family member, they know whether you have cognitive needs or not. If you need to be rehabbed, they should know. And you'd be, hopefully you'd be smart enough to be patient with the patients. There are a lot of people who play puzzle games. They think that's good. And I've always, when somebody's doing Sudoku on the plane, I'm sitting next to someone and they're doing it. And I invariably, it's the only time I usually engage anybody in conversation, because I want to be left alone when I'm on the plane. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want anybody to talk to me. Anyway, but the Sudoku thing fascinates me because I don't even begin to understand what in the world, who figured it out, first of all, and how, after somebody figured out how to do it, how do you figure out how to do it? Have you ever played Sudoku? It's supposed to be very good.
No, I've never played.
For your brain. It's extraordinarily good for your brain.
I know people love it. I just have never played it. No. I'm kind of if I do anything, I like a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm not much into
it. I like to take the Mensa quizzes. Figure out if I really am.
How does that go?
As smart
does
as
it
I
say,
think
sorry, try again next month. You're not in Mensa.
All right, other things relating to COVID we can't escape. STDs decreased. See, something good happened during COVID.
No, they increased.
Well, it went down and then it went up again. Right, exactly. It went down and then went up. The new surveillance report. Who's surveilling STDs? I guess it's probably
CDC,
some government.
Right?
I guess so. Yeah,
that all gets reported.
Center for Disease Confusion and Corruption. Anyway, gonorrhea. What a horrible name. Hey, think about names, how they apply to things. Gonorrhea, syphilis.
Isn't syphilis like from like the Old West or something? Like, isn't that very old-timey?
It has to do with cleanliness and all of that. Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
But it is strange that in the beginning, in the beginning of COVID, everyone who was single was on lockdown. And so nobody was doing anything. And do you remember, and maybe this didn't go much outside of New York City, but in the beginning, New York City was issuing these pamphlets, these digital pamphlets.
Oh, I remember that.
On, like, the rules of engagement.
Yeah.
Like, how to have sex during COVID. I mean, it was like a whole who wears a mask, and it was a whole thing, and it was very descriptive. But and then I guess people just started getting too stir crazy, and now all the STDs are going through the roof.
There you go. All
and right. It's young. It's a lot of young kids, age
young
15,
love. Free
15 to 24. You hang on to that stuff. You know, chlamydia has declined.
You go to some old folks' homes, and there's one man to every 20 women. There's plenty of hula going on.
Oh, you're not kidding. Oh, my gosh. I know someone who volunteered at an old folks' home for, like, college credit. And this is, like, when we were in college. That's how it was a problem back then. And, oh, my goodness, there was a lot of the SIF and the GON and all and the CLAP and all the other ones.
Okay, let's get out of this. But let's keep talking about bad stuff. Today is the day I do my American Family Farmer. And as I'm looking around at some of the things that are newsworthy, the avian flu is something you all will be. I think we mentioned this earlier, the cost of eggs going way, way up because of avian influenza. Cases all over the country are outpacing the last outbreak, which took place in 2014. The higher number is attributed to improvements in detection, so the government says anyway. I belong to the American Farm Bureau Federation and the United Farmers Union, and they both are onto this with intel, the impact this is going to have on the number of birds that will be slaughtered, the cost of eggs, that sort of thing. Wild birds in 31 states have transmitted this. They get into the pens or the locations where the hens are. The hens don't get it by themselves. They get it because something comes into their pen and into their space. That, and this is going to put a crimp on free-range eggs for a while because you can't have the chickens. My chickens wander all over the farm, the barnyard, not in the farm. We can't have them. We've got them all caged now, and we have a net across the cages so that birds and others can't get in to be with them or the ducks. Because it's not only very bad for the birds, but it's not good for humans either. The poultry farmers are having a really tough time. Biosecurity measures costing them a lot of money, and they don't make a lot of money anyway because between Tyson and Purdue, they chisel them down to such a price when they're growing this stuff that they can hardly make any money. Same old story with farmers being pushed around by big ag because the world of raising hens and chickens has gone from the local neighborhood farmer to these huge growers. They have barns that grow 36 to 40,000, what they call broilers, which are the chickens that you eat at Tyson's or Chick-fil-A or get at the grocery store. They grow in 90 days and they put them up and bingo bango, they're done. And so they have to be very careful. The doors can't be open. It's like they've created airlocks so that, you can't go in and out of these places. They're trying to keep them very sterile because if one of these chickens, this stuff is so contagious, they get one chicken gets it and 40,000 be dead the next day. That's how contagious it is. It's really very, it's dangerous for humans too. All right, am I supposed to still be talking, Phil, or what's going on? I haven't heard any yet. Okay, it's 19 after the hour.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. A couple of Lady Gaga items to go gaga about, including a little hoochie coo with you know who. And then what really was the story with her being on stage at the Oscars with Liza Minnelli? That's coming right up.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so let's get to some Bradley Parker juice. We were
Cooper.
Talking off the air.
Bradley Cooper?
What'd I say?
Bradley Parker.
Oh, yeah, this is distant cousin. Okay, yeah. So Bradley Cooper and Gaga were getting it on with a gong along during the filming of A Star is Born. That apparently has been confirmed of late.
Well,
yes.
Confirmed anonymously from sources who were on set. Let's yes. put it, we'll say yes. But yeah, apparently they were definitely, together during the filming
practicing
of the
Star Wars. Practicing their method acting for the movie.
Method acting. Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. But, yeah, so, and then apparently Gaga's assistant would have to dress up like Gaga to, you know, and kind of be a decoy. So she would go into Gaga's actual trailer, but the real Lady Gaga was in Bradley Cooper's trailer, is what the rumor is.
All right. Now, the rumors about Gaga at the Oscars with Liza Minnelli, and what was really going on with Liza Minnelli. By the way, I do not believe a word of this. There, I'm sure the Michael Feinstein, who is, he's friends with her, wants to be in a good light. There was something neurologically, something obviously off. She couldn't speak, never mind stand up. So what's the behind the scenes here with that?
So the story is Liza Minnelli's longtime friend is Michael Feinstein. He is a Broadway staple. He owns a cabaret club, the Feinsteins. It's very famous.
Yeah,
so he was on.
Too? Doesn't he have a?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so he went on a Sirius XM show and said that Liza had been sabotaged at the Oscars because they forced her to use a wheelchair. And that sparked a lot of concern about the state of her health. But like you said, Doug, everyone watching it, you and I both watched that live, there was definitely something wrong. There was something going on. Liza didn't know where she was. Lady Gaga was with her and at one point said, I've got you, don't worry. I mean, it was a very sweet moment, and of course everyone loves Liza. But I think it's really a stretch to say that there's absolutely nothing going on with Liza. I mean, really?
No, she couldn't speak.
This was not nerves. She was Liza loves an
drunk
audience.
Or she's got something going on. Her face looked like there was neurologically something wrong with it, too. So I understand that he loves her, he's friends with her, and that's great. So you want to stick up for her, but I think reality speaks differently than whatever it is that he's doing to try to make her look better than she did. It's not her fault. It just is the way it was. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker and identify EPI.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia rejects ceasefire for civilian evacuations amid Eastern Orthodox Holy Week, claiming the request was not sincere. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is willing to invest up to $15 billion of his own cash to take Twitter private. Multiple reports are saying Elon will make the bid in 10 days. A fast-moving wildfire in northern Arizona has grown to more than 6,000 acres, being fueled by significant winds and dry conditions, called the Tunnel Fire. It was burning about 14 miles north of Flagstaff in northern Arizona. The bird flu outbreak has hit 30 states in America. Andrew Bowman from the College of Veterinary Medicine at Ohio State University.
What we know about the virus is that it's similar and very related to a virus that's been circulating in Europe for a while. It looks like we've had a couple introductions of that virus into North America.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Representative Greg Stube, the Republican from Florida on Newsmax, claims the lack of security, the historic levels of illegal immigration at the southern border, and an election year make the Title 42 fight in Washington very consequential.
U.S. senators who are Democrats start siding with Republicans on these illegal immigration issues. It is a big issue for the midterm elections that is months away. It's one of the number one issues affecting Americans. And your correspondent hit all the high-level issues. We've had 221,000 apprehensions just in the month of March. 2 years before that, in 2020, when Trump was president, that's 542% less than it was now. That number is the highest number ever recorded in Homeland Security history. These are affecting everyday Americans, and we all know that the illegals are being shipped all across the country. Fentanyl is at an all-time high, killing Americans. The leading cause of death between those between the age of 18 and 45 is fentanyl overdoses, and we all know that's coming in across the border.
The Justice Department announced it will not appeal a federal district judge's ruling that ended the Biden administration's mask mandate on public transit, unless the Center for Disease Control and Prevention asks the DOJ to reinstate the mandate. A British judge approved WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the United States. He faces charges of violating the Espionage Act and hacking government computers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's me, by the way, playing the piano, as you're wondering.
You're amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. You're just recognizing that fact after...
I guess I am.
5 years? Wow, exactly.
Six years, but thanks for remembering.
6 years. Who's counting?
Took me 6 years to win an award.
There you go. It took me 56, so it's okay. I'm not even the winner. It's the DJV program. The winners are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm just the glue, I guess, that holds all of us together. Names in the news on the DJV Wednesday program. I guess we could start with Taylor Swift, who is certainly well known as a singer and a songwriter. A lot of great hits. She has more hits than anybody her age around right now, doesn't she?
For sure. She's... Yep. Lots of records she holds.
There's a one of her fans, the people who really get hyped up about celebrities, you know, they seem to get a little cuckoo, a little gaga, if you pardon the pun. There's a super fan of Taylor Swift's who's named a millipede species after her. He says, her music helped me through grad school. So there's now a Taylor, is it Swift?
It's called a Nonaria Swifti.
Swifti. Right, so it's a phylum and spectrum and whatever other things they call these. So the new species, where do they come from? Where are these little invertebrates?
The Appalachian Mountains. And so I guess this grad student, his name's Derek Hennen, he and his other researchers at Virginia Tech, they found this new species, and because he's such a Taylor Swift fan, he named the millipede after her. She's probably had lots of, like, dogs and pets and things named after her, but I'm sure this is the first millipede.
Taylor the dog, or Swifty the dog, whatever, however. Okay, so that's kind of cute, I guess. Let's see, much more gossip and names in the news. Keith Urban says he's thankful his alcoholism didn't destroy his music. I think what saved his life was being married to Nicole Kidman. She saw something in... How did they get together, by the way? I always wonder how some of these people...
They met...
Together.
I actually know this
Twitter
story.
Gay,
no, they met out in L.A. There's a thing called Good Day L.A. Yeah. And like G-apostrophe-D-A-Y. And it's a thing... It's an organization that gets all Australians living in L.A. together. And so they met at Good Day L.A. And I guess hit it off right away. Yeah. And when they got married, I remember seeing him, the two of them together on Oprah, and only 2 weeks after they got married, she had to stage an intervention, and he went away to rehab 2 weeks into their marriage. And
she must have known that when she got married to him.
I don't think she knew to the extent.
Really?
It was pretty bad. And so he went away to rehab for a long time, you know, did all the work. He's been great ever since, and he certainly credits her as often as he can with saving himself.
But they seem to be a really good couple. They appear.
They're adorable. They are such a cute couple. They are such a cute little power couple. She loves his music. She goes to all his concerts. She's always dancing. During COVID, when COVID first happened and everybody was in lockdown and all the live performances were canceled, he did a series of concerts. It was just the two of them in their house. And so he was doing a live stream, and she was his roadie. And so she was handing him different guitars and stuff. It was really, they're just really cute and supportive, and he goes to all of her movie premieres and everything. They're adorable.
I think she's very special as well. Somebody who's not so special, Bill O'Reilly, is in the cursing column because he literally cursed out a JetBlue airline attendant. He was caught what a dopey thing. I mean, people know he's getting older, and he really looks kind of like an old fuddy-dud, but he's tall and he's hard to miss. Anyway, in this video, which was filmed by a passenger, he was back and forth with an airport employee about a plane going to the Turks and Caicos. Their voices got rather loud. The exchange escalated on the video into an argument. O'Reilly demanding that he see an employer or somebody who has management capabilities to straighten.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Do you know who I am? Yep, we do then. We know exactly who we are, Bill. There is Johnny Depp on the stand. This is kind of an interesting... he never struck Amber Heard. This trial goes on ad nauseum. I don't know why we pay much attention, except it's kind of, you know, it's two train wrecks on the same track, I guess, if they're going to put it that way. Johnny Depp is a kind of a drug addict. How many people are you? Look at, we just talked about Keith Urban. What in the world is it? I certainly know it because my mother was in that unfortunate state. And so I see these things and I just wonder, how do people get to the, you know, we were joking earlier kind of about marijuana and other things. My mother was addicted to beer. She drank unbelievable quantities of beer, and she was a small woman, only 5'1", weighed maybe 110 pounds. But boy, could she consume beer. And, you know, you just, what, I know what, you know, long after she died, we all kind of figured it out, my sisters and I. She was so unhappy being with my father and couldn't figure out another way of dealing with it. She came from a small little town in the Midwest. They didn't deal with stuff like this. Yeah, they either hid it, they ran away from it, or they ignored it as much as, you know, that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
So it ended up taking her life. So it's tough stuff. In the food news department, a lot of things going on. Today's the day that I do the American Family Farmer program. And we also have our podcast that I am happy to remind you of so that you can be caught up. If you're a farmer, you got a food connection, and we all have a food connection. The program is aimed at connecting farmers, family farmers, to the food supply and to the families that are supportive of the family farmer. So I've done this as a labor of love now for 6 or 7 years. The current podcast that's at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on our use of ethanol and how we're going to blend it into the gasoline. Also, one of my favorite subjects is the right to repair bill, which has been now reported out in John Deere. I talk about that in this week's edition. John Deere is coming around. They were the worst when it came to keeping farmers from being able to take care of their own equipment, but now they've seen the light, as it were. Because there's a bill that will make them
do it. It's against the law to not see the light. It's easy to see the light when jail time is on the other side.
Right. So anyway, and I opine. I have a thought every week at the end of the program. I opine on something, and I talk in this one about our foreign trade policies and how that's affecting our prices. The fact that we sell most of our good food out of this country and import food that's not as good, that we don't grow, into our country is about as dumb as, I mean, it's all because of the giant conglomerates like Cargill that, you know, they're interested in the markets. They sell according to whatever the best price is, and whoever pays it, that's where it goes.
I feel like a lot of people this week kind of woke up a bit to that fact of what you're saying, that we don't really produce. Well, the good stuff that we produce, we export, and then we import so much.
Yeah.
A lot of that there was a big spotlight put on that fact alone at the Texas border because, you know, the governor down there in Texas, Abbott, it was holding up all the truckers and wanted to do a double inspection and all this other nonsense. It was basically
the truckers
political.
Are bringing beef across the border from Central America.
I mean, it was just political to go against Biden. But basically what happened was we lost, what was it, $9 billion? There was just trucks and trucks sitting with rotten fruit and vegetables. The truckers were furious. And they started driving in through New Mexico.
We sell our good stuff overseas, and we buy inferior stuff from other countries, and anyway, with that in mind, there's a study out that is pretty interesting for those of you who like hamburgers and a big steak or whatever it is. You may be interested to know this is for beefers, but it also sort of runs over into the dairy department as well. You know, you see a lot on the USDA stamp of approval on steaks, and then on the package it says raised without antibiotics. And you can see that on milk cartons as well. We don't give our cows any antibiotics. But the problem is that there are other ways of antibiotics getting into. You don't have to, there's so much of it around, you don't have to give them a shot. You don't have to put it in the feed. What happens is that, and this is disgusting, but what happens with some animal feed is that in the unscrupulous areas, old animals, their carcasses, if in fact they have been deboned, the bones are left. Bones get ground up and get put into feed. That's basically, you know, if I were to go.
Well, that also happens
through
with cheap dog food.
Yeah,
that's
right.
They grind up like bird beaks.
Everything.
And chicken feet and all kinds of stuff, right. And it all gets labeled as chicken meal. So if you have that on the back of your dog food, I'd suggest getting a different dog food.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's gross.
So Science Magazine has done a study of what's going on into the claim that the beef is raised without antibiotics. So 42% of the antibiotic-free feed yards have had animals in them that have tested positive. And the reason that that is because the cattle are all crowded together in feedlots, and it may be that this particular animal is antibiotic-free, but there are other animals that have either been related to, you know, once it's in your system, it doesn't get out. So let's say you have DNA in your system that has something that makes it identifiable with your body, and then you have a child with somebody else. Well, the same thing happens with the cows. That stuff gets into the system, and it stays there. So that's how you are probably, it says no antibiotics used, but that doesn't mean they're not there. Something to behold, 46 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins is back for a third season of INSP's Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. In Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, top cowboys from across the United States compete to win a herd of cattle worth at least $50,000, a coveted belt buckle, and a lifetime of bragging rights. Each week, viewers will watch them lock horns in a series of grueling individual and team challenges. They are judged on their skills, knowledge, grit, and passion. Chock full of explosive drama and lots of ego, the pressure is on for the cowboys to prove they have what it takes. We spoke to Trace about this exciting series.
Every season has been weather-wise unique. I think the very first season when we shot that one in Alabama, that was the nicest weather that we've had. Last season in Texas, it was July. It was incredibly hot. I mean, it was brutal, and that was a huge challenge. This year, we went to the opposite end of the spectrum, and it was frigid. It was cold in Wyoming. The day we got there, there were 6 inches of snow on the ground, and that set the stage. This is the way this is going to be. This is not going to be fun. This is not going to be easy, and it held true throughout the whole thing. So the weather was a challenge this year.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins, letting viewers know what they can expect in the third season of INSP's Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Thursday, April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on INSP. There's more at www.ultimatecowboyshowdowntv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Theme from the movie Arthur, which for people my age, I say that somewhat reclusively and reluctantly, is one of the most romantic themes, one of the most romantic movies, a very sweet, sweet movie, and introduced the world to Bo Derek, right, Chucker?
No, that was Ken. Yes, Arthur was like a very sweet movie, enjoyable.
If I remember correctly, right?
His butler Hobson won an Oscar for playing his butler. Liza Minnelli. It was a terrific film, very enjoyable. It was a big hit back in 1981. Reason we play that, Dudley Moore, yesterday was born that day, April 19th, 1935. I guess his three big movies were Arthur, Ken, and he was also good in Foul Play with Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn. He was really good in the supporting role.
All right, there's a lot of controversy about Liza Minnelli at the Oscars. You watched the Oscars, right?
I did, yeah.
And so what was your thought when you saw Liza Minnelli with Gaga?
You want my honest opinion?
Yeah, of course, that's what I'm asking you.
I was very nervous watching it because I knew, you know, a few years before when they brought out Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, you know, two aging stars, and she read the wrong nominee for Best Picture. She said La La Land when it was Moonlight. That was really an embarrassing moment at the Oscars. So the decision to bring out Liza Minnelli, who clearly was not 100% mentally strong, I thought it was risky, let's put it that way. Mm. I mean, it's a great moment, but it was a risky moment because she's giving out a big award too. So
yeah.
What do you
Gaga helped a lot, and the
Feinstein,
the pianist, is trying to apologize for her, and it doesn't need her to be apologized.
No, you don't need to apologize for it.
Just leave it alone and move on. All right, here's something that's flashing before our very eyes on the screen. Ezra Miller from The Flash has a lot of trouble with the Hawaiian police. What's his problem?
Yeah, he was arrested for the second time. I guess he has anger issues and threw a chair, hit a woman in the face, and gave her a big gash. I think his career could be over. Second time. He's not big enough a name to withstand this. I mean, he's the star of The Flash. He was in Justice League. Flash is going to be a really big movie a year from now, but they can easily recast him.
Or they have to get him into rehab immediately and save face because he's got a lot of problems.
He's got a lot of problems. Here's a big story. I want to get your opinion. Okay, Netflix yesterday had their quarterly report. They missed subscriber rate by 200,000, but still have 221 million users worldwide. The stock took a 25% hit after hours, is what it is. But they did say in their conference that they have now warmed up and will probably do sometime in the next year or two ad-supported cheaper plans. I am surprised by that. What's your thoughts on that?
Does Doug watch Netflix? I guess that's
no.
I would be really some
other Netflix stuff, but not that.
To answer your question, I would be very upset if Netflix starts with ads, because we get ads everywhere else. You know, I mean, on Peacock and on Apple TV Plus, everyone's got ads. So I understand the business model, but as someone who uses Netflix all the time, I'd be really bummed.
Well, I think what they're going to do is if you pay the premium price, what it is now, no ads. But I think what they're saying is there is obviously price point resistance.
Yeah.
And to get people to subscribe at a cheaper price, they have to offset that with ad content. But that's a big story, I think, in the streaming world, that they would go that route. I'm surprised by that announcement.
There's something else that's floating around. Alicia Cuthbert, who played Jack Bauer's daughter in 24, got into that role because she was playing a porn star named Danielle in a movie called The Girl Next Door.
I remember that movie, but I think she did that movie after 24. I think she did that. I remember that movie. I think so. But
she was only 18
how did
she did it.
Yeah, okay.
She did an interview about young actresses having to do compromising things in order to get ahead. Not talking about the couch, but posing for magazines and that kind of stuff.
Well, that was a very R-rated content, that film. No doubt. It was a good movie, though. But
I never saw it, but I mean, where's she been lately? I don't know.
She had a comedy.
She married a hockey player.
Comedy. And, you know, one would wonder, if Jack Bauer comes back, does she come back as his 39-year-old daughter?
Makes him look old.
It would be nice, but I don't think the only one who comes back
is Chloe. That's it. You don't need anybody else. 59 past the hour, Chucker. Thanks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.